Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, in about 48 hours from now, you're going to feel like your neighborhood is in a war zone. I felt like that last night. As Stella lost control of her bowels, pooped all over the floor.
If you had to guess the average age or the age range that carries the highest rate of injury due to fireworks, 20, what would you guess?
20 to 30.
It's me.
It's actually a little bit younger than that.
Really?
Teenagers 15 to 19 carry the highest rate of injury. If you include children, ages 5 to 9 come in a close second only because of the sparkler burns. Mm.
Okay.
But my guess, Sam, is it is almost all males, predominantly 15 to 25 would be my
100%.
Guess. So it's the same age range you worry about drowning at the Ozarks.
And the reason that those numbers stop around 25 is because after that, our parents can't make us go to the emergency room.
Oh.
By the way, last year, 9,700 people went to the emergency room with firework-related injuries. That is down from 2020. I don't know what it is about the year 2020. Murder rates skyrocketed. So did the injuries, emergency room injuries from fireworks in 2020. It was 15,600.
Hands and fingers are the most common body part injured with 35%, followed by head, face, and ears at 22%. And I hated making this call, but I did. I texted my good friend Micah and I said, would you mind calling in at 4 o'clock? And he's like, of course, I'll call in at 4 o'clock. And we're so glad to hear your voice, Micah. How are you?
Anything for Dana and Scott, for sure.
You're so sweet.
I am well, and to be honest with you, I've never really told this story to such a large audience, but gosh darn, I've told it more times than I can count, and I'd venture to guess parents of children out there, especially in my small town community, has probably repeated the story more times than can even be counted.
How old were you and what happened? Because I had known you for years before I finally got up the nerve to ask you, what happened?
Yeah, and you know, you kind of hit on a topic there. I always want someone to feel comfortable asking because I know I have a lazy eye, and I know sometimes somebody feels bad when they look over their shoulder when I'm communicating with them. I know all that, and I'm not really sensitive to the topic. I just kind of want to spread awareness. So I was 9 years old. I was on the younger end of that, and I'm not sure if my eye injury constitutes a head injury or if they have a separate category for that or not. But, yeah, just a freak accident under extremely safe circumstances, to be honest.
What happened?
I will add this to it. I'll touch on this in a minute, but I was also injured at age 19, and you don't know about that one.
We'll come back to that. So age nine, where were you standing and what happened? It was a bottle rocket injury. I do know that. What happened?
Yep, I'm going to speed through this and you pause me. We had gone to a Tonganoxie 4th of July party and somebody gave us a bag of bottle rockets. We knew they were, you know, not something to play with, although we did dumb things as country kids. But Dad anchored a couple metal pipes into the back pasture, which was about 80 acres big. You were only allowed to shoot out of that metal pipe aimed away from everyone. I was forced inside the house because, you know, I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
We had just gotten home from a Royals game on a July 5th. It was 1987. And I screamed and cried until they finally let me go outside. And I got my own metal pipe, anchored it in the ground, stepped back about 15 feet to the left of my dad, and the first bottle rocket lit by my brother's friend. He was 2 years older, but the first bottle rocket lit, shot out, came around. It's slow-mo. I could have gotten out of the way, but I just stood there and stared at it. And next thing I knew, it ricocheted off my eyeball.
Oh, my God.
My eyes were not closed, and it was a whistling chaser, so it had a metal cone tip, and the rest is history.
Did you lose your eye?
So I've got my real eye. That's a common question. I try to explain it as it's basically hollow now. If you look at the eye itself, iris had to be removed for damage, which exposes more of the pupil. My eye will never dilate, which really stinks on a day like today, because it's like holding a flashlight in an eyeball and not being able to close your eye.
Yeah. So.
They removed the lens. I had cataract surgery at age nine, something that you don't hear very often. It caused optic nerve damage. It was really a medical marvel, if you will. It had to hit right in the right place to cause the injuries that it did. I think they used to say it was more than one in a million chances, or less than one in a million chances.
Do you remember, Micah, did it hurt? Was there pain, or was it more the panic around you?
So first of all, I don't mean to seem weird. I can almost count the blades of grass. I watched that bottle rocket cover before it hit me, so I saw it. I just went in that trance. And, you know, farm kid, if you will, no big deal. Things blow up, but it hit. I can still feel how it, like a trampoline, kind of pushed my eye back and then flung the bottle rocket back out. And I turned to my dad kind of screaming and had soot on my face. And, you know, bless him, because I know he's wore it more difficult than I have.
Yeah.
But, you know, his initial response is, oh, you're okay. You're okay. It didn't get you. And as I wipe the soot off, I run in the house. Mom holds my head under the faucet, and we get everything cleaned up, and it's clear something's wrong. But no, there was no pain. That's where the adrenaline comes in, and, you know, probably have an arrow sticking through your leg and you wouldn't feel it. That came about 3 hours later in the waiting room. The pain kicked in.
So you can still see out of that eye.
So I usually say I'm blind, because medically I am. There's no lens in there. There's about a 60 to 70% black dot that's right in the middle. And I have some peripheral vision, but it's like looking through a few sheets of wax paper. So if you could say anything good from it, is if something blocks light, I have about a coin flip of a chance identifying that. But I wouldn't want to give that up. But it's also hard to say I see out of that eye as well. So.
Isn't that basically weird, though, when you have one eye that sees perfectly and one eye that is that clearly does not see perfectly? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, you know what? It probably would be at our age now, right? I'm 46, so this happened a long time ago. At age nine and a buck whatever, probably 60 pounds, hell, I don't know. You could just kind of take on the world. So what?
It
happened. Put a patch on it, wait for surgery, go to school and tell the story. The community of Tonganoxie, this all happened in Tonganoxie. I drive by the house weekly and think about this. But it was just a freak accident. No one's to blame. I've always felt bad for the kid that lit the bottle rocket. That family was great. The entire community got, you know, I was showered with gifts and random stuff, cards that I still have, but never dawned on me.
Seriously, did you have to wear a patch to school?
I did. You know what? First day of fourth grade, I had to wear a patch. The first time I got to take it off was for pictures that year, and then I had to put it right back on. And then day two, I was finally able to take it off, and of course, that was after surgery.
Yeah.
How many kids made fun of you?
You know what? In an endearing way, later on in life, yeah, like you know, some nicknames and stuff, but it's all things out of love. Like, it was one of the blessings of being in a place like Tonganoxie. It just, everyone felt like they could help. I think you probably would have been, you know, you may have met the belt from your mom if you made fun of me for
right,
my injury,
back in the day.
Yeah, I had to quit baseball, and look, I went to college on a track scholarship and pole vaulted with one eye, and it didn't slow me down, but like I said, if this happens to a kid that's 17, if this happens to someone who's 25, it's going to mess with you for a lot longer than if you're 9. You just adapt.
It was just part of your life growing up.
It's just part of your life. Now, I'm fearful that I'm going to lose my good eye because I would be near worthless with a second injury.
So what happened to you when you were 19?
So when I was 19, right, I would never compare anything to PTSD for what folks go through, right, that's coming back from actual life or death situations. But I still struggle with the whistle of a bottle rocket and that distinct pop that you hear, and yeah. I think that'll always be there. I've gotten better about being around them, but for nearly a decade, if we were at Kauffman Stadium and fireworks went off, I disappeared to the bathroom. I didn't. It just,
you don't like the noise.
Everything always seemed like it was going to hit me. And personal story, but I was at a girlfriend's house in Leavenworth County at age 19, and was being riled about not going outside while they were shooting fireworks. And I'm telling you, less than 3 steps out the back door, bam, one hit me in the chest, blew a hole in my t-shirt, and burned me pretty bad right on the chest. And I turned around and I went right back inside the house, which, it can happen. It can happen to anyone. So
you're not the guy that goes out and lights off fireworks for the 4th anymore.
I'm trying my best. I really am. I was at a fireworks party last weekend, and you know, I did my best, but I don't want any part still lighting them. And I think everyone should go out and have fun. But gosh, if you can do something, wear glasses.
Yeah.
Because this is the deal, I'm telling you, family, friends, it messed with a lot of people for a long time. I was affected by it the least, and I'm the one walking around with the lazy eye. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just something, if I could say anything, it would be selfish of you as a person to not take some safety into account because of those around you, not even because of yourself.
Well, you're still one of the most handsome men I know. So,
oh well, thank you. You know, I try. I also lost my hair. That's a something that whole nother, not bottle rocket.
Not
related.
Bottle rocket related.
No,
just called old age, bro.
it's old age, but yeah, no, I do. And any time, like it's there's a lot to think of over it. And by the way, I don't want to get off topic, but B-E-R-Y-L is pronounced Burl.
Wait a minute. Burl?
Isn't it?
If you're from Tonganoxie.
Burl, that's how you say it in Tonganoxie. Old Tonga, you say Burl.
Hurricane Burl coming in at you right now over there, Cancun.
I have a family member named Burl, and that's how she spells
it. No, that's Merle. That's Burl Ives. That's you're thinking Merle. Of Burl Ives.
I've got a grandpa. Rest his soul. His name was Merle. That was M-E-R-L-E.
Old bottle rocket Merle from Tonganoxie, Ida.
Merle down there on Mexico.
We love you. Be well. We'll talk soon.
Love you guys. Thanks. Hey, take care of yourself. Be safe.
All right, you too, my friend. Merle.
I don't mean to get off topic, but it's pronounced Merle.
Hurricane Merle. Merle down there on Granada.
No, it's Berlin.
Berlin down there on Granada. 913-586-7798. This town is going to explode in 48 hours. I absolutely love America. I want to be very clear. Mm-hmm. I hate the 4th of July. Feels like my neighborhood is about to explode, and it has a lot to do with my dog, who is going to be cowered in the bathroom, pooping herself, like she has for the last 14 years. I can't remember the last time I bought a firework. I can't. 913-586, and I'm not trying to be a poo-pooer, but it's just not my thing. Burl.
Are we keeping the...
Pop down over there, Burl.
Keeping the accent going for the rest of the show? It's not my thing.
What we're going to do is we're fixing to go to Burl's fireworks stand. We're just going to load up.
I love me some America.
America. 913.
I like Black County Water Power.
Wow. Old Sunny Hill Motors. 913-586-7798. Boom, 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 Burl.
You know, we were trying to have a serious conversation about eye injuries from fireworks.
We were.
Micah calls in, and here we go, derailing that train to talk about Burl.
Judy in Kansas City. Judy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, the guy that called and said it was pronounced Burl, I have relatives down around Sedalia, and it is Burl.
It is pronounced down by Sedalia, Burl.
Yeah, but not funny.
Okay, I'm not. We just didn't know. I've always thought it was Beryl, and now we have hurricane.
And the meteorologists are pronouncing it Hurricane Beryl.
Well, I guess we could say Dana instead of Dana.
Well, sure.
There's Dana Bash on CNN.
Sure.
Whatever. It's his name was spelled the exact same way, and he's always been called Burl.
B-E-R-Y-L.
Because Merle...
B-E-R-Y-L.
Yeah, Merle was also a popular name, so it would flow that if Merle was Merle, Burl would be Burl.
Well, why wouldn't you spell Burl B-E-R-L-E?
L-E. Judy?
You just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Judy, you're not getting the joke here, are you?
No.
Okay.
She goes, you just wouldn't.
Okay.
She did say it's not funny in the middle of that call.
I heard that.
I think she, is she thinking we are besmirching the name of a relative? We are certainly not. Everyone else is pronouncing it Beryl.
Judy, do you think we're besmirching your relative's name?
Close to that.
Well, I apologize if you feel that way.
Well, whatever. It's fine. I'm just saying that's the way his name was. And his son. But they're both gone now, so they won't matter.
Well, they do matter. Just because they're gone doesn't mean they don't matter.
I think she means they're not angry about it currently.
That's
because
true.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think you are.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like she's angry.
I mean...
Here's what I know. We were trying to have a conversation about shooting your eye off.
Well, we're not. Now we're talking about Burl.
With bottle rockets.
Beryl.
Beryl.
Oh! Pronunciation lady disagrees.
Slower down.
Slow-mo, please.
Beryl.
Mm. I didn't hear no Beryl in there. I heard Beryl.
You know why? This is my guess. It is clearly of English origin. All of the famous people named Beryl are either in England or France. And my guess is it's Beryl across the pond, and when you name someone Beryl in Sedalia or Tongi, it's Burl. All right.
It is of British origin.
I know.
It means beaver stream. Or meadow.
By the way, you were asking about famous people named Beryl. What about Beryl Street?
That's Meryl Street.
Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
Why would she name someone Beavers?
Says it's a charming name.
It's charming.
Very charming.
Conjures up images of sunny days and green grass.
Oh, it's conjuring up images.
Oh, Beaver Stream.
Burl.
Burl. Burl.
Go to break.
Burl.
It's not time yet.
Jacob in Platte City. Jacob, hello.
Oh, God.
I got to collect myself here. Oh, my Lord. Scott, you're not
all They done went and named him after a beaver stream.
Oh, good Lord. Scott, you're not too crazy. Crazy, but you're not that crazy.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you why. Since you live in West Shawnee.
Western Shawnee.
Okay, my bad. I'm not that tax bracket, so I don't know how to pronounce all that. But I remember a few years back, all those rich people down in Overland Park, Western Shawnee, whatever it is, it's all the same to me. I don't think it was because of fireworks either, but I remember somebody's house caught on fire, and then everybody else's roofs caught on fire because they all have them shake shingle roofs that all those rich people have.
They actually ended up, Jacob, in many municipalities outlawing those because of that very reason.
Right.
You could be grandfathered in, but then once it was time to replace your roof, you could not use that same shake shingle product.
I got you. I didn't know they were outlawed. But yeah, I remember that day very clearly, all them houses catching on fire. It was crazy.
Yep. You didn't know it was outlawed?
No, I mean, I wouldn't know.
Jacob, did you know that burl means beaver stream?
Barrel.
I will go now.
We're just here to educate people,
not
Scott.
Not burl.
I'm not making it up.
Burl's what you name somebody in Sedalia. Barrel is the name of a hurricane.
Well, all those
and
hot
it means
fireworks,
beaver stream.
All those hot fireworks came burling down on top of those houses.
They sure did.
Okay. Starting fires.
Are we not using our G's today? Is there a reason we left the G off of starting?
Burling.
Okay.
Got to keep it consistent.
We are so dumb.
Judy is going to call back and give you a piece of her mind.
I didn't do it. He's the one who's dropping G's. 913-586-7798.
Dropping G's.
586-7798.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the text line, Dane and Scott, it's Missouri pronunciation. Burl versus Beryl.
I can't believe we're still talking about this.
Versailles versus Versailles. Versailles.
You're right. You're right.
Nevada, Missouri versus Nevada. That's right.
Now, Mexico, Missouri is still Mexico, Missouri.
There's one.
The Arkansas River in Kansas.
You're right.
When it's really Arkansas.
Bell Fountain.
What is it with the way we pronounce things up here?
I don't know, but it drives me crazy when someone says Bell Fountain. Tell me you're not from here without telling me you're not from here.
Bellefontaine.
Bellefontaine. Great point. How do you pronounce the name Daryl?
Oh, but that's D-A-R-R-Y-L.
No, it's D-A-R-Y-L. It's D-A-R-Y-L, Daryl.
Hmm.
Not Darl.
Okay. Now we're just mocking people.
I am not.
James in South Kansas City. James, hello.
Hey, so here's a quick one. Wife and I went to buy a car one time, get it, the one picked out, go into the finance office. The gal says, you know, what's your name? I gave her my first name, last name. She looked at my wife and said, what's your name? And my wife said, Kimberly. And she said, okay, Kim, how are you spelling Burley?
Oh, boy.
As in Kim Burley.
Burley, last name Burley.
You know,
that's kind of become a nickname now. We call her Burley. All the time.
That's a bad nickname.
I wouldn't.
She thought Burley was her last name?
Yeah. Kim? First name, last name Burley.
Oh, yeah. My.
Do you know how many times, James, throughout my life, and my mom and dad too, that they'll say, you know, what is your name? And if I say Dana Wright, they'll go with a W. And I want to go, have you ever heard it spelled with an R? It doesn't exist. How do you spell that? W-R-I? There is no other choice, is there?
With a W? Sorry, hang on.
Yes.
James, my fat fingers, go ahead.
I go by JR, my initials.
Mm-hmm.
In work and normal life, I'm finally reaching the age group of young people who don't say to me, who shot you?
Okay. All right.
It was Kristen, by the way, James.
Yes, it was. But they don't know what I'm even talking about.
Thank you for the laughs, James.
Be well.
Really quick, this is from Twitter and Fox 4. There is a new severe thunderstorm warning for Harrison, Mercer, and Gentry counties until 5:30. They are warning head inside to avoid this storm and stay weather aware.
That is, again, the far, far northeast corner of our listening area.
Okay.
All right. Fine. Thank you, Texter. Don't forget El Dorado, Kansas.
Sure.
Not El Dorado. It's El Dorado. A rare white bison calf that Native American communities have been celebrating since its birth in Yellowstone has not been seen since early.
Do not tell me something happened to that little baby.
We don't know.
It's one. That's a one in a million
correct.
Baby.
That is correct. The white bison calf was born on June 4th in Lamar Valley, captured on camera by visitors and photographers. The calf's photos were shared online, gaining the affection of social media users.
Oh.
Native American tribes view this animal as sacred. It has not been seen since early June.
The calf is not considered albino. It's considered something called leucistic. Leucistic animals, like the calf, have black eyes and hooves with some pigmentation, but are not considered to be albino.
They're a rare natural phenomenon.
Wow.
One in a million calf births, bison births, are leucistic.
Well, it's not hiding if it's not by its mama.
Have they checked with tribes nearby?
No, I don't. I think that is so sacred, Sam. It wouldn't be something like that.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's just a natural death or.
That's too bad.
I hope not. That doesn't bode well for the rest of us. It's supposed to be like a sacred thing.
What do you mean?
It it died after 6 months?
No, it hasn't been. It died.
They just can't find it.
I'm saying if it died.
It was born a month ago.
Yeah.
It was born on June 4th. Story here from the Associated Press. A 19-year-old in the club where she worked as a stripper have sued Florida's attorney general and two local prosecutors to stop enforcement of a new state law that prohibits adult entertainment businesses from employing people who are under the age of 21, claiming it violates their constitutional rights. Serenity Bushy.
I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry. What?
Did you pronounce the H in that one?
What?
One more time.
Serenity Bushy. I can't.
What constitutional right?
Serenity Bushy claims in the lawsuit that she lost her job at Cafe Risque in Gainesville after the law took effect on Monday. Since she is younger than the age of 21, she's 19.
Okay.
The purpose of the law was to deter human trafficking, according to Florida lawmakers. The lawsuit was filed Monday in federal court in Tallahassee on behalf of Bushy.
Ms.
Bushy, the owner of Cafe Risque and two other adult businesses in Jacksonville, seeks a permanent injunction.
Okay. We're going to move on from that. Did you see one of my favorite? I don't know if you would consider this a dive bar. I've seen it called a dive bar.
By the way, Bushy is one of eight adult performers who are now not able to work at Cafe Risque.
Got it. Okay. It is my hope they find employment. Toot sweet.
Toot sweet.
They are calling this a dive bar. I don't know that I agree. But one of the most iconic forever bars in Volcker in Midtown, did you see, is closing, Gilhooly's?
Yeah.
We're right across from where DeBronx used to be.
Being priced out.
Why? Did you see this, Sam? The Kansas City Star just picked it up.
I've never heard of this place.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Mm. It's right over there by the Jazz and by, I think DeBronx used to be there. I don't know that the original DeBronx is still there.
I think DeBronx has left.
That whole area has been, you know, my children grew up over there. Their grandparents lived, oddly enough, in Clay Chastain's former house for years and years and years. And so we used to walk down to that 39th
Frickin'
Frack and all of those places down there.
Yep.
Gilhooly's, and I saw a couple of my friends write, oh my gosh, the memories we have at that space. And that makes me so sad.
It's because the cost of everything around there has just skyrocketed. And mm-hmm. so in turn, the cost of those businesses goes up as well.
Tell me, Sam, because I'm not over there as much as I used to be. Is it less mom and pop now and more Starbucks?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But the mom and pops are closing for the exact reason that.
Because you know that original bookstore is right there on the corner.
Yeah.
Am I mistaken that the only DeBronx, which, by the way, I think is the best pizza I've ever had in my life.
Oh, my God, no, the number 33. That steak and cheese and onion sandwich is the best thing on the menu.
Am I mistaken that the only DeBronx left is the one in Overland Park?
Yeah.
103rd and Metcalf.
I think the one over here in Mission closed, too.
God, it's good.
And their pizza is the best I've ever had. And that includes my trips to New York.
That is going to make me sad, Sam, if the mom and pops, that entire corridor used to be mom and pop. There's like mm-hmm. tattoo stores and, you know.
There was a little bookstore.
The little bookstore. That, remember they had a television and in the dust in the TV, it was just the, what did you call that? The static?
Static. Right.
Someone had written Reed. And that was always in the front window right there at 39th and Bell.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
No Brew used to be down there.
Yeah. There was.
It's all new now, though. You know that. The Med Center built. You know, took out, and I'm glad, took out a lot of those dilapidated houses,
correct,
put in fancy new medical center buildings and spaces for the students to rent.
You know, I went down there for an appointment a couple of weeks ago for my knees. There is, and I was coming out of the parking garage on the south side of the medical center. There is one homeowner who just won't get in.
Oh, it's hilarious.
You'll take my house when I'm dead.
Yeah.
You can have it when I'm dead.
It's like the guy from Up.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, Scott would know if he watched.
You know his name is Burl.
Well, I'm Team Burl.
You haven't seen Up.
She bought it for me for my birthday, and I re-gifted it.
Out of spite, he re-gifted it.
Well, and why did I do that?
Because I re-gifted Star Wars.
That's correct.
Sorry.
Totally justified.
I bought her a Star Wars movie. And somebody else now has it. So when she gave me up and said, "Oh, you gonna want it?" And I just gave it to my brother for Christmas.
Okay.
Does he know that was a regift?
I don't know.
But no, that area down there is quickly pricing everyone out.
Yeah, somebody says, you're right, Scott. DeBronx at 103rd Metcalf is the last one left.
This is from 39 seconds ago, and the National Weather Service, Kansas City. A severe thunderstorm watch has been issued for parts of Illinois, Kansas, and Missouri now until 12 a.m. The yellow blob that I am looking at includes Harrisonville, Kansas City, Emporia, Topeka, St. Joe, as far north as Chillicothe, and as far east as Boonville, Moberly, and Quincy. Be weather aware, people. Scattered gusts up to 75 miles an hour likely, as are hail,
hurricane force,
and a couple of tornadoes are possible.
I believe anything over 74 miles per hour is considered.
Oh, this is nice. I like that they do this. The National Weather Service writes, population impacted 3 million, number of schools impacted 1,235, number of hospitals impacted 81.
School's out. It's summer.
Potential exposure. It's just an algorithm. Potential exposure is population 3 million.
Somebody says that homeowner you're talking about is an elderly woman, and she has said she will go out in a pine box before she ever sells to KU.
We have got to get her on this program. If someone knows that woman, put us in touch with her.
Have you seen the house?
I know exactly. We grew up over there.
It's just to the east of the parking garage, and it's right in the middle of the campus.
Yeah.
And there's just one house. This woman, if it's a woman, will not sell.
If someone knows how to get a hold of her, I would love to have her on the program.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ.
Hey, coming up at 5 o'clock.
Well, first, update us on the weather real quick.
Yeah, it includes Johnson, is that correct? And Jackson now, Sam, because my phone just went.
The new severe thunderstorm watch includes all of the metro, yes.
All of the listening area?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you're listening on podcast, it is 4:52 on Tuesday. But yes, my phone during the break went.
Cass, Clay, Clinton, DeKalb. DeKalb, mm-hmm. Jackson, Johnson, Lafayette, Lynn, Livingston, Platte,
Did you
Ray.
You call it DeKalb?
Yeah, on purpose.
It's all of them. Shawnee, Wabunsee. Okay, so two things. When we get back at 5 o'clock, there is a man in Missouri who just got 150 years. And I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but we did just talk about Susan Smith basically getting out of prison after murdering her two children.
After 30 years.
This guy in Missouri got 150 years for failing to update his sex offender registry information.
He is 65 years old.
Intentionally?
I'm telling you right now, no one is more anti-sex offender than Dana. You're not going to find anybody more anti-sex offender and not doing what you're supposed to be doing on the registry than Dana. Okay.
All right.
150 years seems on the high end.
Well, when we just talked about
Susan Smith getting out for the slow drowning and murder of her two boys.
Correct.
All I'm going to say.
Save the story for five.
Save it for 5 o'clock.
Okay. Shocker among shockers, the parent company of Redbox. The red-colored kiosks at the grocery store and that sell or rent DVDs has filed for bankruptcy.
The original downfall of Blockbuster.
Oh. After enduring months of financial struggle. They were bought, by the way, 2 years ago by a company called Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. They revealed in a filing that it has nearly $1 billion in debt.
Ooh.
And owes millions of dollars to several entertainment companies, including Sony Pictures and the BBC. Filings show that the company took on about $325 million in debt following its purchase of Redbox in 2022. I think we could have seen this coming.
Speaking of alerts, real quick, did you see some ding-a-ling robbed a bank in Lawrence this morning? Again,
a ding-a-ling or a dong-dong?
Shockingly wearing a mask. Look, under Dana's rules, this would stop happening if you just hit the panic button the second someone walked in wearing a mask.
Donk Donk is alive and well, by the way.
Okay.
But he walks in and robs this bank in Lawrence. And my daughter just sent me this, and I'm glad that they do this because there are kids still in school in Lawrence, not as many as during the, you know, fall semester. But
of course,
she sends me a screenshot of this, Scott, and it says KU emergency alert, bank robbery at 9th and Ohio. So that's right there. Suspect seen running toward campus, 6 foot two, black clothing, do not approach. She just wrote, I got this text message while sitting in class on campus. Thank you. Clearly, I will not approach the suspect.
Okay.
I appreciate the alert, but that's a pretty vague description.
6 foot two, wearing dark clothing.
Yeah. Well,
are we not allowed to, we don't give out race anymore, right?
Do
the police not do that?
It does say 6 foot two. There is no indication the suspect entered campus. Remain aware.
I mean, it might help if we knew he was white or Hispanic.
It does say black male,
okay.
6 foot two, black clothing. Do not approach.
Okay.
Well, don't approach any black male that's 6 foot two wearing dark clothing?
Well, if they have a mask on, no.
What if they have COVID?
Nobody has COVID anymore.
I'm telling you right now, if you have COVID,
yes, they do.
If you have tuberculosis, I don't even care what you have, do not walk into a bank wearing that mask.
This is not a COVID mask, by the way. This is a full balaclava.
It's a neck gaiter that he's pulled up over his
face. That's called a bank robber gaiter.
It's one of the ones that only shows your eyes, and it's got designs above the eyes and below the eyes.
Which is why I say, Sam, the second that individual walks into the bank,
hit the alarm.
This is a robbery.
That's Ocean's 11.
He's also wearing gardening gloves.
Well, weeds ain't going to pull themselves.
You often go to the bank in your gardening gloves. And those are some pretty sweet sunglasses.
Okay, so there's no part of his face that's showing.
No. Have you not seen the photo?
About a half inch of his forehead.
And women's sunglasses.
At that point.
Hit the panic button.
Why don't
he looks ridiculous.
Why don't banks set it up so that the tellers are literally behind bulletproof glass?
It's a good question, and we have had so many of these lately, I wonder if we're heading there.
And then you have the slide-through thing, like at the ballpark or the gas station.
The first guy that's been into the physical bank in 2 years. It's Scott Parks, doesn't live in Lawrence.
Okay, all right.
Hit the panic button, people. We've got a customer. Okay. This ain't going to be good.
News is coming up in 2 minutes. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMPC.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.